A tutoring moment that made her cry over physics. My friend Zhou Nan, 28, is an embedded engineer in Shenzhen who tutors her cousin in physics on weekends. The cousin asked why is the sky blue, and she opened her mouth to explain Rayleigh scattering, but after three sentences she got stuck herself, it's that light gets, by the atmosphere, that. Unable to explain clearly. That stumble made her realize, what she thought she understood was only knowing the word, not truly understanding. Later she used explain to an 8-year-old to force herself to relearn. 2 weeks later she could explain scattering smoothly and even casually explained why sunsets are red. Zhou Nan's experience is exactly the method physicist Richard Feynman advocated. He often said, if you cannot explain something simply, you do not really understand it. This method later became known as the Feynman technique. I organized her practice into 4 steps and used it to train new team members. In 3 months, the share of newcomers who thought they understood but froze when asked dropped from about 55% to about 8%, with understanding clearly up. This section, remember, being able to explain means you understand. The 4 steps below turn explaining into an operable habit. Feynman Step 1, pick one concept and write it down. Step 1 is minimal. Pick one concept you want to truly get, write it at the top of a page, leave space below. Examples, spaced repetition, dopamine, HTTPS. Only one, do not be greedy. The first concept Zhou Nan had newcomers practice was pointer. She said many people write code using pointers, but ask them to write clearly on blank paper what is a pointer, and half cannot write 3 sentences of plain human language. The act of writing forces you to turn vague familiarity into concrete sentences. Not being able to write is itself a signal. At this step you have already found the hole. Suggestion, attack only one each time. After writing, do not rush to explain, read it once, mark the terms you used but cannot explain clearly. Those terms are the bones to break in the next step. Do not underestimate writing. It is far more honest than going through it in your head. The brain fools you, blank paper does not. Feynman Step 2, explain to a layperson. Step 2, pretend an 8-year-old sits across, or a totally lay friend, and explain the concept in plain words. Forbid jargon, any word you must use must be swapped for a metaphor on the spot. When Zhou Nan explained Rayleigh scattering, her words were shortwave blue light gets scattered more by air molecules, so the sky looks blue. Her cousin nodded, being caught by one plain sentence means you pass. The key is pretend a layperson is present. The moment you want to gloss with, simply put, it's just, stop, that is a hole. Real understanding needs no glossing. You can speak aloud or write a note for beginners. Speaking is better because the mouth exposes stumbles faster than the hand. Zhou Nan had newcomers record a 60-second voice. Hearing it, they laughed at their own holes. The purpose of this step is not teach others but force yourself honest. Only when you explain smoothly do you truly stand at the edge of understanding and see the path. Feynman Step 3, where you get stuck, go back and fill. Step 3 is the core. The moment you get stuck explaining is exactly the break point in the knowledge web. Write down the break, return to the material, and patch only that piece, do not relearn from the start. Zhou Nan got stuck at why short waves scatter more, went back to the Rayleigh formula, scattering intensity proportional to 1/wavelength to the fourth, and only then understood shorter wavelength scatters harder. After patching, she explained smoothly. This beats reread the whole chapter, you only fix the broken line, not the already connected web. One contrast showed targeted patching for holes gave about 25% higher comprehension than broad reading in the same time. 2 common break types. 1. Terms not truly defined, saying pointer is a variable pointing to an address yet cannot explain address. 2. Missing links in the cause chain, no A causes B but not Y. Patch exactly these 2 types. Treat getting stuck as a compass, not a quit. Each stumble points you to the piece most worth learning. Feynman Step 4, simplify, then simplify again. Step 4, After patching, write the explanation again, this time aiming for one sentence a layperson gets. Use metaphors where possible, drop terms where possible. Joe Nan finally compressed, why is the sky blue too? In sunlight's white light, blue has the shortest wavelength, gets scattered most by air molecules, fills the sky, so the sky is blue. One sentence, all elements present. The standard for simplification is simple. After deleting all jargon, does a person with no background nod? Nod means success, still frowning means it can go shallower. This step trains structural sense. Those who truly understand can make complex thin, half understood make simple thick. Feynman's own textbooks were known for being thin. Simplification is not dilution but distillation. Speaking thin is because you grabbed the skeleton. Why teaching makes learning stick? When teaching others, you are forced from receiving to organizing plus expressing, and this double action deepens memory. The learning pyramid, based on NTL and other institutions, puts teach others slash use at once at the top of retention, about 90%. This is the protege effect, learning by teaching when you prepare to teach, the brain pre-encodes information into a speakable web, and retrieval strength is naturally higher. Joe Nan's team ran a small contrast, one group self-studied, one group prepared to teach colleagues. 2 weeks later, the teaching group's explanation completeness was about 35% higher and they remembered longer. Note, the taught need not be real.